In one of his first moves as governor of Virginia, Glenn Youngkin rescinded the school mask mandate in favor of allowing parents to choose whether to mask their children or not. But school officials in counties across Northern Virginia are pushing back. WAMU's Northern Virginia correspondent Margaret Barthel reports the matter has already landed in court and is causing heated debate among locals.
Michelle Cades is a Fairfax parent. Her daughter is a high school freshman with special needs who's been experiencing high anxiety about the pandemic, to the point of asking for extra time to navigate the halls between classes to avoid big groups of students.
If suddenly lots of students were not wearing masks at all, either in the halls or in my kids' classes, I honestly don't know how my child would tolerate going to school.
Cades and many other local parents and teachers worry that unmasking students now amid a major surge could lead to more students and teachers getting sick and having to stay home, resulting in more learning disruptions. Officials in Fairfax schools and neighboring systems in Alexandria and Arlington, Loudoun, and Prince William counties agree. They plan to defy Youngkin's order and maintain indoor school masking requirements in line with current CDC recommendations.
We have a state law, 1303, that allowed schools to reopen in person, and it said we needed to follow the CDC guidelines to the maximum extent practicable.
That's Babar Latif, the chair of the Prince William County School Board, who believes the governor's order runs counter to a state law passed last year to ensure schools stay open. It's also unclear whether the governor has the constitutional authority to make decisions for schools. Lawsuits are already moving forward to settle these questions. But a number of vocal parents in Northern Virginia fully support Youngkin's order.
I really feel like I can breathe easier. No pun intended, knowing that somebody is actually listening to the concerns of parents.
That's Marcy Reeves, the mother of two elementary school kids and a preschooler in Fairfax County. Her 9-year-old son was thrilled to hear he might be able to take off his mask. And Reeves plans to send him to school without one on Monday when the executive order takes effect.
But I have had to have a conversation with him that says, if your teacher says to you, you have to put that back on after the 24th, then you need to say no, thank you.
Reeves has a PhD in molecular biology and doesn't feel the schools or the CDC are using good data to determine how much masks limit spread in school settings. There's scientific agreement that masks decrease transmission in general, but some scientists have criticized one of the main school-based mask studies cited by the CDC. Reeves is also frustrated by teachers who have raised safety concerns and pushed for continuing masking and other measures.
If somebody is truly that afraid, then it's been 2 years. It might be time to find a new profession. Because if you don't care about kids enough to teach them, then you shouldn't be a teacher.
Parent anger at teachers is nothing new to Jamie Guidry, a second grade teacher in Arlington. She's also a single mom of a high-risk child.
In one moment, we're superheroes and, oh my goodness, you know, the first 2 weeks you have your kids home and you're like, whoa, this is what teachers do all day. And then, you know, then it switches to this like violent, like, oh, you know, just it's hurtful.
Guidry, who works in a low-income school, worries the increasingly political mask debate is distracting from issues like catching kids up from virtual school, fixing teacher shortages, and addressing student mental health. In the meantime, it's not clear if a court might take action in the matter before Monday, and there's a parent campaign on social media to send kids to school without masks. For WAMU, I'm Margaret Barthel.